Hey y'all, it's Shaisa Lifestyle Brand. It's Sunday and I refer to this day as a fun day, and I also love it to be self-care. And so I want to just encourage you to make sure that you're taking some time to, when you self-care, that means like you're caring for yourself, which is pretty self-explanatory, self-evident. But I want to take it a next step further and invite you to invest in like taking time outside. And outside, if it is, you know, where it's bearable, if it's some sunshine, there's maybe a shade tree, or if you have to put a sweater on because it is fall time, take some time outside, because a lot of times we are so close inside, and that also reflects like how we are and how we feel about our lives too. We're like real closed off, you know. So you want to be able to go outside and then take in all what your senses allow you to take in with your eyes. What do you see? Because you can see how nature is telling us, well, it's not nature, it's God telling us through nature about leaves changing, the colors changing. You can smell the crispness. You can smell the crispness in the air. It's like sharp and cool. It's like a cool where it's soothing, not icy, but kind of like an ice cup of water. And then also the touch, like you can feel as the wind may blow, or even the sun may just kiss or dance on your skin. I love sunbathing, and not sun tanning, but sunbathing, where I'm able just like to get that sun. It just feels so good, and you get that vitamin D, which is very awesome for your skin, and it also helps for your immune system. So take that time outside, and also take that time to come outside of yourself, because you know nothing grows in a comfort zone. You grow outside of your comfort zone because you're stretched and you have to rely on, you know, I guess not just survival, but you have to learn how to adapt. And a lot of us, we adapt to comfort. And so then that's going to be a small, you know, area, maybe a routine you have. But when you go outside of yourself, you have to adapt, you know, where there's other people that may be the leaders now, and you used to be the leader of the leaders, and now you're not that anymore, and now you have to adapt. But when you're adapting, it's like you're always growing and you're always learning. So it's not like it's taken away. And this is all to be said with, you want to do this as God leads you to do it. So just because I'm saying it don't mean just jump out there, because that it may not be your time. But when you know it's your time, you got to act, because in that window that God's providing you, he's giving you everything you need. And he may have given you a wind to push you a little bit faster, a little bit further. And a lot of times people don't take advantage of that. They will just kind of let it go by, but they yet complain about their life. They yet complain about being stagnant and stuck, you know. And so you want to take the opportunity to, you know, seek him first, you know, and then when that time comes, you'll know, because you'll know how he talks to you, how he communicates to you, because it's not always him maybe doing the same thing, but it's you. You just happen to know that he's the same God that does what he does. You know what I'm saying? And today I will be going live on my personal page. That's a part of my, I guess, I wouldn't call it self-care, but just it's a way that I'm able to like care for my dreams. Because I desire to be not only a motivational speaker, but an inspirational speaker. I want to be someone that's able to help other people come out of their comfort zone, how to come out of their broken and stuckness, how to come out of their time where they've been trapped, you know, like in that cocoon. But I can't get you out of it, but I can talk you out of it. Because a lot of us, we don't want to come out of it. When you think about the butterfly is not the butterfly at first. It's like this fat worm called a caterpillar. And I saw one of those things when I was a kid, and it freaked me out because it was so like juicy, and it had like a lot of these little hair, like soft hairs on it, and the eyes on it was just exotic. You know, it was like something out of a sci-fi movie. And I had never experienced a caterpillar before, and since then I've never seen one yet. But I guess I learned sometime in between there that that is going to become a butterfly. And like, it's just hard to wrap your mind around, how can that thing become a beautiful butterfly? And that's a lot of us too. So I'm just going to encourage you that you're not a thing, but maybe your situation is the thing that's ugly. And when I say ugly, I mean your money may be funny, your job may be putting you through, your relationship may be this anchor that's trying to take you out and bringing you down. Your friends may not really be, you know, the best for you and have the best interest for you. And it's all these things. But in the time where you're like trying to figure it out, it's solitude, it's isolation, you know, and it's a good thing, not loneliness, but aloneness, where you're able to like figure out who you are and what you want and what you don't want. Because when it's time to fly, you're going to do things and you're going to be not only just flying, but you're also going to be kind of like something spectacular that other people admire. People are going to admire your beauty. Isn't that something? That a butterfly has to fight its way out of the cocoon. And I don't have all the stages, you know, like it's the chrysalis and, you know, all those things. But the butterfly goes from the caterpillar to the chrysalis and then the something until metamorphosis. You know, I'm just kind of going with it. But eventually for it to become the butterfly, it has to fight its way out of this cocoon. And when it fights its way out of that cocoon, it's important because that's how this butterfly is going to fly one day. But if it doesn't fight its way out, it does not have enough blood flowing. It doesn't have enough muscles, you know, built up to be able to hold its own weight. So, you know, it kind of puts a different spin on suffering or going through. Because who wants to go through? And I know yesterday I had an encounter where I was sharing with there was a new coworker who started working in retail. And I don't know how we got to talking about me, but we did. And he was in awe about all of my life, you know, as far as me having been a professor, having me been a PhD student, but didn't get the PhD yet, and just kind of baffled, you know, and like confused. But I thought, you know how strong I am now, because not because I didn't get it, because I know I'm going to get it. I already have it, but I'm so strong because God was my strength when I was too weak to fight. You know, God was my strength, but by staying in the cocoon, you know, I had a lot of time where I was able to learn about God. I had a lot of time where I had to, I wouldn't say fight, but I had to like remember that I'm alive. So like even just punching the air sometime, or even going to a Zumba class, or clocking into work, just showing up. That was me like, I guess, exerting energy instead of just being cold and alone and like suffering in silence. Like I had to keep going. And so for that person that may not know like that this is for you, this is for you to keep going. And it doesn't mean that it has to look good, because a lot of people, when I tell them my testimony, which is like, it's kind of like it comes to me in fragments, I guess, because I'm grateful that God allows us to forget things so that we can forgive our, you know, other people, but ultimately forgive ourselves. So when I began to tell my testimony, I think, wow, I went through that. And it's hard. I'm so detached from it, because again, I'm no longer that, you know, caterpillar, or no longer that part of me that was fighting to get out. Even though it's still a process, I'm not saying that I have arrived, but I know that I got some wings, because I feel lighter. And I feel lighter where I'm able to, like, things that used to trip me, I'm able to fly and soar over it. Before, you know, it was just like I was going to contemplate how I'm going to get through it, how I'm going to get over it. And now I could just soar. So you have to think those trials and those tests that they come, they are all preparation. And in preparation, you're on your way to a destination. You're on your way somewhere. And just talking about yesterday, you know, I said, you know, I'm grateful, God, that you can trust me to go through for your name, because, you know, I didn't make it look bad. You know, I was not a liar. When people asked me, you know, how are you doing, I didn't say fine. I would just say, you know, keep me in your prayers, or, you know, or maybe I was discerning to know that even if I told someone what I was going through, that they probably wouldn't care anyway. But the fact that I can go through and smile and dance and laugh and have fun you know, I said, God, what better way to go through? Because you're going to have to go through something, but it's all perspective or the way you go through it, because it's for other people. Just like that butterfly, it's like that butterfly, it's like it's living its best life and it has its wings and it's time now. It's time for flight. So instead of it being that where it gave up, because if someone was to help them to get out of that cocoon, then it takes away from them having to boss up. It takes away from them to have to level up and to power up to get on out. And then they're not going to be able to fly as high. So, like I said, it's can't nobody do you like Jesus. And when you get to that place and people are admiring your beauty, you know, they may not understand, like, how you're so beautiful and all that. But it's okay. It's okay.